Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we know a couple of things. The Reds on the radio to start the real season Friday night at 6 o'clock against the Tigers. Dr. Fauci will be throwing out the first pitch. Thursday night, the Nationals and the Yankees. Unfortunately, this pandemic, which has done what two world wars could not, end track and field's 144-year run of outdoor national championships, is now reality. USA Track and Field announced Monday evening early that a proposed mid-September elite meet has been called off. An advisory group has been studying the possibility of such an event, even if not a formal national meet, but decided the safety hurdles were just too steep to overcome. So, as both Marion County and Indiana sit in a holding pattern for the next 10 days, Penske Entertainment Corp. President CEO Mark Miles was saying Monday afternoon he continues to be confident that the Indy 500 will go on as scheduled August 23rd, but he noted landing government approval for the race with fans will be a continuing process. We do know if the race goes on, we'll have it here on the old radio dial. Hey, on a Tuesday, thought for the day, patience is a virtue, virtue is a grace. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you know, thinking baseball this week, what with the Reds on the radio Friday night, 6 o'clock at home against the Tigers, I want to make mention that locally registration is open. Basically, a network of 30-plus high school fall wood bat leagues across 9 states. Leagues will play up to a 6-week season on Sundays. If you want more information, you can register hsfbl.com. They have all the information for you. That being said, later this week, Jackson Creek Middle School holding a fall sports parent meeting on Zoom Wednesday, tomorrow at 6 o'clock, and then Thursday afternoon at 3. mccsc.edu/Jackson Creek for more information. Well, on sad notes, we lost some key people last week. Gary Smith, who was a director of football ops under Bill Mallory and a recruiting coordinator, passed away. He was a heck of an NFL scout with the Bears and then the New York Jets. Earlier, IU connected Bigort for his Indiana women's basketball coach. Harold Stevenson, the head track coach for the women back in the early 70s. Good friend Donnie Guy passed away as well. Our thoughts and prayers to all of the families. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.